Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring how AI, microgrids, and decentralized models are driving transformational growth in critical power solutions, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. When we talk about critical power today, the conversation has clearly moved beyond backup generators and redundancy. What's fundamentally changing in how organizations are thinking about critical power?
That's a great place to start. The biggest shift we're seeing is that critical power is no longer viewed as an insurance policy. It's becoming a strategic capability. Organizations are planning for continuous disruption, whether from climate events, geopolitical tensions, or digital overload. That's pushing leaders to invest in systems that are intelligent, flexible, and sustainable by design.
Let's start with disaster response. Natural disasters are increasing in both frequency and severity. How are AI-powered microgrids changing the game here?
Traditional systems are largely reactive. AI-powered microgrids flip that model. They use predictive analytics to anticipate outages, dynamically manage loads, and prioritize critical services like hospitals and shelters. In real-world deployments, we're seeing restoration times reduced by up to 40% and significantly higher energy utilization during emergency situations.
So this isn't just about faster recovery, it's about smarter response.
Exactly. These systems can isolate affected areas, rebalance power flows in real time, and integrate distributed energy resources to maintain continuity when centralized grids fail.
Another shift you highlight is peer-to-peer energy trading. Why is this gaining traction in critical power conversations?
Because it changes who controls and monetizes energy. Peer-to-peer trading enables consumers to become prosumers, buying and selling energy directly. This decentralization reduces costs, improves grid resilience, and supports renewable integration. In pilot regions, we're already seeing cost reductions of up to 20%.
And this clearly ties into new business models.
Absolutely. Blockchain-enabled platforms are making these transactions transparent, secure, and scalable. For utilities and technology providers, this opens entirely new revenue streams while supporting grid stability.
Cities are another pressure point. How do smart microgrids address urban energy vulnerabilities?
Urban systems are complex and highly interconnected, which makes them vulnerable to cascading failures. Smart microgrids decentralize generation and management, allowing cities to operate independently during outages. When combined with AI, they can forecast demand, optimize loads, and reduce blackout durations by as much as 40%.
We're also seeing microgrids as a service emerge here.
Yes, that model is critical. It removes upfront capital barriers and accelerates adoption, especially for municipalities and industrial users focused on sustainability and reliability.
Hydrogen is increasingly positioned as a critical power solution. What's driving its momentum?
Hydrogen offers something unique: clean energy with high reliability. Modern hydrogen systems can deliver up to 99.9% uptime while cutting emissions by as much as 70% compared to diesel generators. Advances in electrolyzers and fuel cells are also making these systems more cost-effective.
And there's a supply chain angle here as well.
Right. Point-of-use compression and purification are compressing the value chain, reducing logistics complexity, and making hydrogen easier to deploy across industrial and urban environments.
Let's end with something more forward-looking: space-based solar power. Why is this now entering serious strategic discussions?
Because it addresses one of renewable energy's biggest limitations: intermittency. Space-based solar captures energy continuously, independent of weather or time of day. With advances in wireless power transmission, it has the potential to deliver uninterrupted, low-carbon energy at scale, strengthening global energy security in the process.
If you had to leave our listeners with one takeaway, what would it be?
Critical power is becoming a growth platform. Organizations that align technology adoption with innovative business models and strategic imperatives will be better positioned to reduce risk, meet sustainability goals, and unlock new revenue streams.
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.